And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny. Whatever you want to say, I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we have the crazy belief that creating success and happiness is a daily conscious effort, which is why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham, and each and every Wednesday, you can tune in to hear me interview a different consciousness changemaker that is out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can tune in to myself and my co-host, Dalian, giving interpretations of our favorite thought-provoking quotes, sharing a bit of inspiring or mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a regular basis. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. I am your host, Brandon Beecham. I've got Dalian the Alien here with me. Mr. Dalian, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Well, okay, sorry.
Oh, well, sorry, thanks for, don't say sorry. It's all good. It's fine.
It is?
Thank you for busting another. Yeah, well, thanks for busting another one of your welcome to the show bits.
I thought I should just share my wonderful, wonderful intro collaboration thought. Thingy.
That was much better than take one for us today, which got a little goofy there. But yeah.
Okay, take three.
Oh no. Take three. No, take two is fine.
No, we'll keep it going. We'll keep it going. Let's see here, Dalian. Well, I did wake up this morning with something that was exciting, a review on iTunes. And of course, as you guys know, I get giddy as a schoolboy, as the Scrooge would say, whenever I see a review on iTunes. Of course, this helps us to reach more people, and just sort of like it's the fuel that keeps Dalian and I running, that and coffee each morning. But this particular review was by Jaws55, and it says, "Thank you, Brandon and Dalian, for bringing us this podcast. It has been a great inspiration to me with daily reminders of how I want to live my life. I love all the different viewpoints and variety of information and sources you bring us. Thank you, thank you, thank you." Well, thank you, Jaws55, for taking the time to, out of your busy life, to give us a little feedback. Completing the circle of love, as I like to put it, really feels nice to hear that coming back, and that we're making any level of difference in any of your lives that are listening. That feels really, really good. And that's actually what I want to talk about a bit today, is giving in general. It's something that we've of course talked about it before, but we're going to continue to sort of circle that very, I think, important topic, learning the importance of that sort of thing. But before we get into that, I would also like to throw out, we'd love to get more questions from the audience. Write in. You can write us through positivehead.com. You can, or Brandon@positivehead.com. You can just drop me an email directly if you want. And also we have a Facebook group called Positive Heads with an S that we recently set up for you guys to kind of mix, match, meet, you know, comment, share stories, thoughts, memes, quotes, any of those things. We'd love to see you guys on there as well. And so at this point, I'm going to move right along and jump into the positive pondering breakdown of the day. And this quote is by Michael Bernard Beckwith. And Michael says, "You're here to dispense the divine gifts, not get anything." This is in stark contrast to what our culture and society has taught us all. You know, we all grow up learning, how do you get ahead? How do you climb, scrape, claw your way to the top of the corporate ladder, or become famous, or, you know, all these things. How do you get money? How do you get rich? Right? Everyone's trying to get rich. What a different concept. You're not here to get anything. You're here to dispense gifts. Well, what gifts? Well, this is a conversation I was actually having with my brother last night, and it kind of, you know, spawned me on, or not, spawn's not the word. This kind of got me thinking about the subject and how to, you know, what an important one it is to realize that the real, you know, as Tony Robbins says, another quote, the secret to living is giving. So when you start to realize that this is the path to get everything that you want for yourself, to give it away to another. And why is it that way? Well, I would say the reason it works that way is because everyone is a reflection of self. Everyone is an extension of self. There's only one of you. Everywhere you go, you're there waiting for yourself. So every time you give something away, you're giving it to yourself, and you will feel the energetic repercussions of that action. So there is no selfless acts, really. It's, as I like to call it, the good kind of selfish. So what gifts, what divine gifts? Well, we all have different gifts. For, you know, for me, this format of podcasting and putting, you know, my thoughts and feelings and heart out to the world has been a way that I can share, you know, something that comes sort of natural to me, to talk about these sorts of subjects and to kind of dissect my own life publicly and talk about the things that I'm really trying to learn. And that's really the funny thing. And I heard Kyle Cease talk about this recently, and it dealing in a really cool talk that's kind of floating around out there on the internet, a video clip from one of his stand-up or one of his seminars. Really cool guy, by the way. I'd love to get him on the show. And he was talking about the same exact thing that I always say. He's just doing it for himself. He's getting up there, and it's always really just talking to himself. And that's really what it becomes. It's always, whether you're teaching, you're doing it for yourself. But even though you're benefiting other people, you teach best what you most need to learn. And so I think we all have unique divine gifts that we need to really look at. How can I serve? How can I give away what I want for myself to someone else? How can I find what's around me? And I think it's really important, the space from which you're giving as well. You don't want to do it begrudgingly, because then the wrong energy is tied to it, right? You want to give because it feels good. And this is something, of course, we've talked about before. Dalian Halcyon, my friend, talks about this, or was kind of going into this with me and a few people at you guys might have seen him out there. He has pink hair and does lots of videos online and so forth. A couple have been viral, and a very wise soul. And he talks about, you know, giving, when you have an exchange with someone, it's a sum zero. So if I, you know, buy something from you, I give you money, you give me the good, it's a sum zero. We cancel each other out. But if I give something to you, it's from my heart, it's a sum two, because you're receiving something which feels really, really good, and me giving something feels really, really good. So I just want to encourage people to, and encourage myself in the process. How do you give? How do you give without, first of all, giving and feeling, finding a way to feel really, really good about it. Super important. And another thing is giving. Another conversation Dale and I had with my good friend Shane not too long ago, when we were talking about this subject as well. It's been one that's come up a lot for me lately. And, you know, we were talking about giving. In his case, it was like going to festivals and, you know, bringing water bottles to just kind of squirt people down who are super hot, and just spending hours and hours till his hands are raw doing this, and how it's just such a cool service, and how all these gifts come back to him. He meets all these amazing people and so forth. But why are you giving? You know, and we even talked about the show, and I brought up the show, and he's like, yeah, you know, the one thing I think you need to be really careful with is how much does it feed your ego whenever you're giving? You know, are you doing it for that purpose? So it's something that really made me investigate it. Like, how much are you giving when no one sees it or knows about it? And I think that's just as important to, you know, just all these things to really take into consideration when you're looking at this very interesting topic.
Yeah, Brandon, I would have to say that this kind of circles or cycles back around neatly to what I've been thinking lately, because the podcast is certainly for you and me, as well as for our audience. And in regard to this particular topic, it's something that I hope would help me, because I have struggled with that. I am struggling with that right now. And it's a fact that I haven't been able to really make that work for me in my life. So it's something that I hope that I can make work. It's procuring things for me. I I've gotten to a point where if there is abundance that's supposed to flow to me, I've cut it off completely. So right now I have no taste of that sort of abundance.
Right.
And one of the things that keeps me going is just the knowledge that I can make my way to it. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, my life is not reflecting that right now. So I know that I have gifts here to give, and I understand conceptually all of what you just said. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that I hope to do, is to just sort of unravel this mess in my life. But unfortunately, I've gotten to a point where, you know I'm giving some of my gifts away, and I know that some things are for sure in harmony, because this podcast, once again, it's sort of the proof of that, you could say. And as long as it's helping other people out there, that's great, because it's offered honestly with that intention. So it seems like that all makes sense. You know, we're doing this for ourselves, kind of first and foremost. And if it helps anyone else out there, then so be it. That's great as well, right? It's up to each person out there to sort of, you know, do something with it. And the fact that it's doing that, it's great. But for sure, it's also something that I could benefit from. So I am being a little bit selfish, and I hope to make this work for me to make this sort of give and take, because I've never been particularly materialistic or greedy with things, but that's sort of kind of, I've taken that to the extreme, and now I don't have anything. Like, I don't have hardly any personal belongings.
Right.
And I need to fix that in my life. I need to actually let some of that abundance flow into my life, because so far, I've given away a few of my gifts and received sort of very little from it. And yeah, it seems like a good progress to the next phase.
Yeah, I think I think you bring up such an interesting point. And of course, knowing you for as long as I have, you know, I sort of know your story inside and out. And I think going above and beyond to sort of serve is something that is easy for people not to do. And I know it's easy for me not to do. And when you start taking initiative like that on your own to, how can I serve? How can I help? You know, how can I help, you know, my family right now with this thing? How can I just step in without wanting anything in return other than the opportunity to help and serve? I believe that's something that hasn't been a huge focus, you know, in most people's lives. And then, of course, a lot of those same people aren't seeing lots of abundance flowing in their life either. And I believe there's a correlation. I don't claim to be any grand expert. Of course, that's what this show is all about, us digging in and trying to get to the bottom of some of these answers. And I have very strong opinions on a lot of things, and on other things, you know, it's like, hey, I'm figuring this out just like all of you. So what I would like to do is bring in someone who I think has figured a lot of this out, and that is Dr. Wayne Dyer. This is a talk from I found on a YouTube page. It's called Give Away More and Receive. Let's take a listen.
In order to be able to move to the next level, generally speaking, you first experience a fall. In order to be able to move to the next level, spiritual advancements are usually preceded by a fall of one kind or another. And in order to generate the energy to get to a higher place, you must first experience a fall. It's like when I was a high jumper on the track team, I would run up to the bar and I would get down as low as I could get. And then I would, by the process of getting down low, I could propel myself to a higher level. That's the metaphor. And you have to be grateful for those falls. The second aspect of this principle is one of generosity. Generosity is taking all that manifests for you in your life, all that shows up for you, and being willing to share it. The thing that generosity does for us is that it liberates us from the concept of scarcity. And that's what we need to have in order to be manifestors. You become liberated from the idea of scarcity when you are willing to generously give of that which shows up in your life. There are many people who tithe. That is, they give a percentage, generally 10% of their earnings, to those who provide spiritual nourishment or spiritual food in their life, even when they don't have it. I did a benefit just recently on Maui for a man who, when he was 32 or 33 years old, his name is Michael Leboff, He was a strapping, surfing-type dude on Maui, just a cool guy who was waiting tables and good-looking and had women coming here and there all the time and just like one of these guys, you know, that you see all over Maui. He was at the beach one day, and they were playing frisbee out there, and someone threw the frisbee, and he said, "I'll get it for you," and he went and he dove into the shallow water to get the frisbee, but at the moment that he dove, the wave, somehow it receded at that exact second, and the wave was gone, and he hit the sand. Now, this was an experienced surfer, and he broke his neck. And he became a quadriplegic in that instant. And then he said, at that moment, he said, "I was reborn." That was about 3 years earlier from now. And this summer, when I was on Maui, a friend of his, Frank Levinson, called me and asked me if I would be willing to do a benefit. If I would speak, and if Jerry Jampolsky, who has also done a program with Manuel Connors, called Love is Letting Go of Fear. And Jerry and I both did a benefit. I spoke for an hour and a half, Jerry spoke for an hour and a half, and people came in and donated money, and he needed $10,000 in order to go to the Miami Project for the treatment of spinal cord injuries. And now they're finding that there are ways to not only assist these people in their life, but perhaps to even get them walking again. And so they're going to do a complete evaluation, but he needed $10,000. So we did this benefit. And they raised $9,000, and I threw in $1,000, and he had his $10,000. But the interesting thing about this was that when it was done, he took the $1,000 that I gave him, which represented 10% of what he had earned. This man in a wheelchair who is paralyzed from the shoulders down, and he sent it to Kay O'Bara, the woman whose daughter's been in a coma for 27 years, because he felt that he had to give something back. That kind of generosity will allow Michael not only to have the Miami Project show up, where he will be in November, but it will allow probably the healing that he is looking for to begin to take hold, because it releases him from this idea that there is scarcity out there. If you're free enough to give what you have away, especially the things that you have that you treasure, like a lot of people say, and I've been practicing this for quite a few years now, a lot of people say, well, you go through your clothes that you haven't worn in the last year or two, and if you haven't worn them, just take them out of the closet and give them to someone who can benefit from them. You can always find someone that will benefit from them, which is a wonderful thing to do. But a more powerful, spiritually enriching thing to do is to go through the clothes that you like the best and that you wear all the time, or that you wouldn't want to part with because they really mean so much to you, and give 10% of those away. Then you'll see the spiritual food, if you will, beginning to show up more and more into your life. When you can give away something of yourself that you seem to be attached to, because detaching from it is a big part of this business of manifesting. You see, when you become generous, you are really saying to the universe and to yourself very quietly, "I know there are no limits to this divine intelligence. I know it's inexhaustible. I know it was never born. I know it can never die. And therefore, I am willing to allow it to flow through me." The divine intelligence is always moving. It is always flowing. Generosity takes you away from that idea that somehow there's a scarcity out there. I remember I was in New Orleans not too long ago, and I was giving a talk, and I went for a walk with my assistant and several other people, several friends who had come there to hear me speak. And we were walking in the seedy section of New Orleans, where there's a lot of drug addicts, a lot of street people, a lot of prostitutes, a lot of poverty, a lot of lost souls. people who believe that they're alone. And whenever I'm in one of those places, and I seem to be attracted to those places, I think about there, but for the grace of God, so many of us know, go I. So many people, when they see homeless people, they think about, well, I'd really like to give to them, but they're really just lazy, and they should go out and get a job. And that keeps me from being generous to them. And I would say to you that if you can't give with love, don't give. Just give a silent blessing. But don't send anger and hatred and judgment and bitterness towards those who are out there, whatever it is that they're doing. I wouldn't say give, despite, if you don't feel it coming from your heart, if it's not a heart-based thing, then it is artificial and you will just be filled with resentment and you'll stop the blockage of this flow of energy. So give a silent blessing to that person and hope that perhaps they can find another way or a higher way. But there's also the element of how often that kind of an attitude is what we use to keep us from being able to part with something that we are so attached to. And it's a very convenient thing to hang on to. And we often forget. And being in New Orleans, and there was a young girl, she couldn't have been more than 15. She had been on the streets for 4 years. She hadn't had a bath, I don't think, in all that time. She was obviously into drugs and smelled bad. And I saw the spirit in that child. And I started talking to her. And she was giving me the talk that you hear from street people about all the reasons why she was there and blaming her mother and blaming all of these kinds of, and essentially not taking responsibility for what her life was. She was kind of, she started to cry after a little while, and I mean, she was really a little girl. And my heart tugged so strong at her, and I offered, I said, you know, my assistant, Maya, was there, and I said, you know, Maya could take you over to the hotel, we can get you a room there, we'll get you all cleaned up. Well, and she just didn't want any part of that at all. So before we left, I said, come over here, Carolyn. And I reached into my pocket, and I had a $100 bill in my pocket, and I gave her the $100 bill. And the people that were there with me said, as we were walking away, don't you realize that you just enabled her to have more drugs? And that she's going to spend that on alcohol and on... And I said, you know, it doesn't matter to me what she does with the money. That's not why I gave it to her. I said, the money, as far as I'm concerned, represents one act of kindness from one human being to another. That's all it is. I'm detached from the outcome. I'm not concerned about where that will go. But maybe this person just needs to have one person put their arm around her, demonstrate a little caring, and maybe that one act will help her to get her life off of the streets and off of that death sentence that she was living out. Perhaps. And as you practice generosity of spirit, detach from the outcome about what people are going to do with it, where it's going to go, how it's going to get used, whether it's going to be done for the right way or the way I think it should be done. Detach from that and give from your heart all that shows up in your life. Just let it keep flowing. And after a while, what happens is you are completely detached from how it works out. And you're not even attached to how things show up in your life. And all of those things that you used to be so concerned with when you were back there as an athlete and a warrior and asking for so much and being so concerned of whether you're going to get it and how it's going to show up, when you reach this level of generosity and gratitude in your life, what happens is miraculous. It no longer matters. And the irony here is that as it no longer matters to you, more and more shows up. Until it gets to a point where you can't even handle it all. And you just keep letting it circulate.
So an interesting point that he brings up is, you know, a lot of times with people, before they sort of go to the next level or they're being, there's a fall of some kind, first a fall. And I definitely can relate to that, you know, sort of going backwards at times when you think you've just on the verge of a big breakthrough. And, you know, and then, of course, he goes into a lot of the things we were already talking about. If you're free enough to give away what you have, you know, that's where especially what you treasure, you know, because it's easy to give away something we don't care about. Then you really are tapping into creating abundance for yourself because you're showing this detachment. And I think though one of the key, most key things, Dalian, that he talks about here is if you can't give with love, don't give, because it's not really helping you in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, you're essentially, if you are giving something that you really cherish, your time, your energy, some item that you love and adore, you're saying there are no limits and you're willing to allow it to flow through you. And of course, you know, you think of money in this fashion, it's currency, it's meant to circulate. All things are meant to circulate. Your energy is meant to circulate. And when it's in a healthy flow, like water that is stagnant becomes unhealthy, right? Water that is flowing is extremely healthy. So I think this is such an important piece to look at everything in your life. How do you not hold on too tightly and let it circulate, whatever it is that you're experiencing?
Yeah, that would have to be a key there, is to just get in the flow with things. Again, I certainly, seem to kind of intuitively understand the idea behind that. And yeah, if you can, I suppose, just be perceptive to see, you know, signs that there's a lot of resistance, perhaps, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What's inside of me that's resisting, you know, abundance in some way? Is there a way, or is it, you know, is it happening to me and I'm just somehow a victim of it? Or is there somehow that I'm co-creating my experience? And I think when we're all really honest with ourselves, you know, I know for me, you know, I've had a wild ride with abundance. I've had lots of abundance and then it snatched away, and I can honestly look at myself and examine my thoughts and feelings and energy and see how I co-created both sides of the coin. So, you know, a lot of people have only experienced one side of the coin, and I can only speak for myself, but I can definitely see where, if I'm really honest with myself, where my energy led to both experiences, you know? Well, Dalian, we're getting down to it for today. We're out of time, but we'll be back. We do have some music to leave you guys with. This is City, S-I-D-I. This song is called You Were Loud and Fighting. Hope you all enjoy.